Douglas Lute's new title, Assistant to the President and Deputy National Security Advisor for Iraq and Afghanistan Policy and Implementation, is quite a mouthful, especially for copy editors.
As often happens with the creation of a new administration post, that title was quickly morphed to the word czar.
It's a title with a long history in American politics. As far as we can tell, Nicholas Biddle emerged as the first U.S. czar in 1832. Tsar Nicholas, as he was known, directed the Second Bank of the United States.
And as Mr. Quartersman stated more recently, John Love became the first energy czar under President Nixon in 1973, followed in 1989 by President Reagan's drug czar, William Bennett. There's been lots of U.S. czars since then, right up to food safety czar David Acheson, who took office this month.
Well, it turns out that the government czars don't particularly appreciate the term.
It should be qualified. I like to call myself the teacher or the quarterback or the coach, someone who helps direct things but doesn't
counterterrorism. And the press, thinking that title was too long and not sexy enough, immediately turned it into terrorism czar.
All the intelligence agencies and put them under a single intelligence czar. In my view, that would be doing the country a great disservice.
Hurricane Katrina recovery czar Edward Blakely, former White House terrorism czar Richard Clark, and former Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld.
And as we mentioned, President Bush avoids using the term czar. He's called General Lute the full-time manager for the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan.